Gordon Peters, and I played in two episodes of Heidi High. The character was Henry the gatekeeper, although I say gatekeeper, it was a Pole if I remember correctly. Yeah, I mean, we're going back over 30 years, quite honestly. It was such a small part, I really can't recall much about it. If I remember, I did meet up with Sue Pollard. She was in one of the scenes, we did it over 2 nights, or 2 days, should I say. I stayed overnight, and it was done at the most delightful little camp, a proper little camp. I think it was a private company called Dover Court, if I remember correctly. I suppose it was Butlin's in miniature, but it had a very, very nice atmosphere. And David Croft knew me, and I knew David Croft. I started off with them in Dad's Army, even before this, I think I did all of the David Croft sitcoms, you know, bits and pieces, except the one in the jungle, which it ain't our fault, wasn't it? That was that one, and I suppose he must have thought, oh God, I'll do this, which I would, you know, 30 odd years ago. I was still sort of floundering around. So that's how that happened, you know, just people who you know. That's what our business is. It's not what you know, it's who you know. Oh, well, it was very, I mean, David Croft was a very, very well-run disciplinarian, and yet without showing it, he was just a very quiet, unassuming man, but you just did what he said. You know, he had a good air of authority about him without being bossy. Jimmy was the more flamboyant, the actor. He used to wear a cravat, I think, and used to dress the part. Jimmy was always there. He always came to rehearsals. And in a quiet way, I think he must, I don't know whether he sort of talked through David to get any personal little messages about how a line or how he wanted, would like a line to be said. But they just worked well together. Very vaguely, I remember this beautiful, beautiful old Rolls Royce. Which they'd got, and inside there was a general, an admiral, a bishop, and a lady. It sounds like a gag, really, doesn't it? An old gag. But they were related, I think, to the guy who used to sort of run the Dover Court. On the film. And I hadn't been told about the whatnot, but I think I sold them a day ticket. I'm not quite sure about that. And of course, the memorable part of it is when they were leaving and the Rolls Royce broke down at the gate or the pole, and a lorry, which was laden with toilet rolls, couldn't get past. And Sue Pollard, she was in the middle of a tiswa. She had to get these toilet rolls out of the way for some reason or other, I can't remember. But the place was flying with toilet rolls, which had come undone. It looked like streamers everywhere. And probably the best shot of all was the lady that was with the general, the admiral, and the bishop. She was sat in the Rolls Royce, absolutely covered with toilet rolls. They kept piling them in. Why, I can't recall, because they couldn't get the damn thing started. So it's so vague. It's, you know, it's one of those things, trying to pull a rabbit out of a hat and it hasn't been fed. I don't know, I can't remember. The costume, there was a tunic. I wore a tunic, I had a cap, a gatekeeper's cap, and a jacket and trousers, of course. Makeup, there was no makeup, just sort of touching up, I suppose. But no makeup other than that. It's an interesting question, that. You know, they all played their part, all cast. That's the thing about Jimmy and David, they cast their sitcoms so well. Well, I never met other people. The only person of note, as they say, was Sue. I didn't meet any of the others. They weren't in those scenes. I gather there was quite a well-known actor. I think he was the general. Ewan Hooper, was it? I have a feeling that was his name, who was quite well known. Forgive me, Ewan, if I sort of don't praise you too much, but I didn't know an awful lot of actors in those days. I sort of really came from the variety side, working the clubs. They weren't repeated, say, like Dad's Army. There's lots of scenes in Dad's Army I could quote, but not Heidi High. You see, Dad's Army was on a different level to anything that Croft and Perry did. It's impossible to say. I mean, there are other things that I did, which I recall very well. The one Croft and Perry, that they, I don't know whether Perry, but certainly David Croft, which was the band, Oh Happy Band, it was called. Oh Happy, look, just comes back, Oh Happy Band. And I played the part of a news reporter. And they were going to set a record of flying in the band in hot air balloons. And the record was to play a tune at a certain height, or above a certain height, that was the record. And we went down to a field near Oxford, I remember, on a Sunday. And it was so windy, so wet and windy, and there's no sort of flying. And all the balloons were tethered. You know, there must have been about 12 of them. And we just sort of sat and looked at the balloons and thought, and then suddenly, one of them came loose and it bowled across the field, and we thought, good Lord. You know, anyhow, it caught up with the tree, and we thought, thank God there was nobody in that. And just as we thought that, a little head popped up, looking round, saying, what the devil was that? And this guy had been in it, whether it had been having a kip or what, I don't know. But his little head popped up. He was all right, shaken and stirred. That's one thing, you know, I remember, and that wasn't anywhere near successful as Heidi High. Oh, Grace of Favour, yes. Valpone, yes.
Valpone.
Yes. So that was a very funny scene. Very funny scene. Well, they were interviewing, I mean, it was more or less the cast of Are You Being Served, really? They took over this hotel, if you recall. And they were looking for, I think it was a maitre of hotel or head waiter or something like that. And I was interviewed by them. My actual job was a waiter on the King's Cross Express up to Edinburgh, And we did it that I came on with a holding a tray, as a waiter does, you know, like shoulder high with the fingertips, and swept through the judges, or the producers and directors, you know, the old cast, and just whisked away, and then. There was a big crash at the end of it, and I was delighted to say that I suggested that to David, and he actually, you know, if you suggested anything, he'd say, yes, I'll give it some thought, but, and whether, you know, often and more often than not, you didn't hear anything, but that. Even then, he didn't say anything, but they put this crash at the end, and I thought, oh, well, that's mine at least. I do recall this lady sitting in the back of the rolls, you know, covered, Monis covered in toilet rolls, which had come undone. They weren't all nicely firmly wrapped. They were all, you know, I don't know what all happened to that, all that lot. They must have burnt it, I suppose. Or maybe there are a lot of bums were taken care of that night. I don't know. You shouldn't say that, no.